we have a briefing tomorrow morning in the Public Services Centre in Letterkenny for all of our politicians, local county councillors, TDs, senators. We have invited them all to come. We are also saying to anyone who is concerned about the legislation, they're also welcome to attend if they want to hear more about it and why people are concerned and why there's growing concern among particularly people who have expertise in the areas of public health, public safety and children's rights. We had in 2022, the government brought forward a sale of alcohol bill, which is huge legislation, 150 pages long. They have said that it is there to benefit the nighttime economy and to modernise alcohol licensing law. I'm not against either of those things. But what the government aren't doing is telling people that it is going to lead to more alcohol licences, longer hours of sale, less restrictions on children being on licensed premises where their parents are present, where their parents aren't present. It is relaxing a lot of the restrictions that there have been on the sale of alcohol. And we have had, you know, it's not just our own opinion, but we have had some global and European experts look at this legislation for us. We published two reports last year, one on the public health, public safety concerns about increases in violence and ambulance call-outs in the nighttime economy by Professor Tom Baber, who's a leading global expert. In fact, he was chief advisor to the World Health Organization on alcohol policy for years. And we had one published last November and launched by the president of the district court in November of last year that was written up based on an analysis by a children's rights expert. So there's quite a lot in there to be concerned about. What we have seen just since January is that the government is now announcing that they're bringing forward not what was originally touted with the sale of alcohol bill, but it looks like they're taking out certain measures, rebranding it as an intoxicating liquor bill. The press office in the Oireachtas wasn't able to update us on what's in and what's out. So actually, it's very curious as to why the Department of Justice has made this decision to change the title of the legislation when the original legislation had been through pre-legislative scrutiny. We actually were invited to give expert evidence at that pre-legislative scrutiny phase last year. So, you know, there's a lot of causes for concern about this, and we're saying to both our politicians, they need to represent us and they need to look for improvements and amendments to the Act. And we're asking our public to come and find out more and to raise their voices with us. This is our fifth briefing around the country. We've had really good participation at them all. We've had over 40 people at, you know, the Southern Region one. And what we are hoping is that the people and the elected representatives of Donegal will come out tomorrow and get behind the campaign.
And there is a big alcohol culture and drinking culture within Ireland. Not knowing what this legislation is a disservice to the public.
This drive by government to have cheap alcohol sold in our off licences, in our large supermarkets, it's a very worrying trend. We now have the delivery, the rapid delivery of alcohol from many supermarkets, from many people working in the licensed trade, and also unregulated delivery of alcohol, including in our own town, Letterkenny, by taxi drivers, etc. And this new legislation needs to do something about regulating drink deliveries. It's failed to do that. We've been calling on government to regulate drink deliveries actually since as early as 2017. And, you know, while pubs definitely have a place as part of the economy, we should have nighttime offerings. We don't need to have a nighttime offering that is overly dependent on the sale of alcohol, the consumption of alcohol and drunkenness. What we're seeing in this new piece of legislation is that, in fact, theatres, cinemas, places that would have been safe spaces for children and families, they're now talking about extending alcohol licences to those premises and making it much easier for people to get a licence to sell alcohol. So, you know, alcohol sale is creeping into more and more spaces and places in this country. And that's not something that we think is a really good idea or a safe idea for families and for children.